Breakfast with the Beatles, B98.5. I'm Mark the Beatle Freak. Well, let's see. Dig a Pony and Something. Dig a Pony from the Apple Rooftop Concert and Something from the Abbey Road LP. That's going to bring us to our spotlight, which this morning, everybody, is Rain. We are going to talk to Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. I've got the band members here with me on the phone. I've got Steve Landis, who portrays John Lennon, Paul Curatolo, who portrays Paul McCartney, Alistair McNeil, who portrays George Harrison, and Aaron Chiazza is on the drums, filling in for Ringo Starr. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Well, I am fantastic, fab, and gear. Folks, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, will be at the Kettle House Amphitheater this next weekend, July 30th, Sunday night. I am going to be there. I hope everybody can be there, too. And this morning, we are going to talk to Rain, and I'd like to talk to you fellas just a little bit about yourselves. First of all, very much an honor to have you all here on the show. I'm deeply honored to have you on. Thanks for being here this morning and putting this all together.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'll start with you, Steve Landis. You portray John Lennon. Now, you've been doing this, from what I understand, since you were about 17. You were a member of Beatlemania. How did Beatlemania help you prepare for Rain? What were and what are still those challenges, if there are any?
Well, I think it really helped me in preparing for, you know, stage work. I was, like I said, 17, so I was just a kid, but I'd been playing in bands, you know, top 40 bands, local bands in my area. I grew up in Philadelphia, so I was used to being on stage and singing and playing guitar, but you know, it's a whole different level when you're doing a Broadway show like what Beatlemania was and then what Rain became. So it really helped my professionalism and really training as far as not only singing and playing guitar, but really trying to perfect the sound of the Beatles. I mean, that's what Beatlemania was all about. And even more so, I think that's what Rain has always been about. Really nailing the sound of the Beatles record and playing them live on stage. And then, of course, the challenges are always, you know, really nailing, you know, the things that they did on record every single day live on stage and making it feel like it's the first time. We've been a band now that these four particular guys for 10 years now. So we're a band, we're a family, we're brothers. And I think that, you know, kind of shows up on stage because that's how the Beatles were. Like I say, you know, we've played these songs a million times and we love them, so that helps. But you got to make it feel fresh and exciting and new. And every single night you got to do that. And so that's probably one of the big challenges of really keeping it fresh, making it feel like the audience is witnessing the Beatles, you know, career happen before them.
Well, I have seen your show, and believe me, you got me. It looks like the Beatles up there, and you do a great job as John Lennon. My other question, Steve, is do you identify with the songs of John Lennon? And if so, does that help you perform better?
I really identify with who he was as a person and what he stood for, that positive message of peace and love. You know, I grew up a second-generation Beatles fan, so I was you know, just a little kid learning their songs and watching the movies and everything. So it just seemed like one big thing, the Beatles, you know. It wasn't until later I picked them apart, you know, John, Paul, George, Ringo, and learned about who they were. And unfortunately, it was right around the time that John, you know, was killed. And so really got to learn about who he was, what he stood for at that time. And, you know, that really spoke to me. And I think even to this day, I really appreciate all those positive messages that he tried to put forth into his music, into his interviews. So I feel very fortunate that I'm embodying a character that meant so much to people in so many different ways.
Exactly. Wow. That's awesome, Steve. Paul Curatolo, you're up next. Now, you are carrying on the family business, from what I understand, as you are the son of Joey Curatolo, who has been a member of Beatlemania and a member of Rain. What's it like following in your father's footsteps, Paul?
It's really something else. I would say following in his bootsteps, if you will. But yeah, I grew up, you know, surrounded by the Beatle music and surrounded by the original members of Rain. They're my uncles. They're my, you know, my fellow fathers. So you know, I've always just kind of seen how the entertainment industry works, and they've always kind of shown me the ropes and stuff like that. But stepping into it, not only did your dream come true, but it just kind of felt natural.
Right. Well, very good. And you do a fine job. I'm going to tell you that right now. You play the bass left-handed. Is that a natural ability?
It is now. but no, yeah, I'm right-handed. That's the secret. But yeah, I learned to play left-handed to really just get that accuracy of the look and you know, what an iconic look to see the headstocks going the other way, because Sir Paul was a southpaw.
Right, right. Very iconic look. And at the show coming up here in Missoula, Paul, I just want you to know I'm going to be down in the seats on your side of the stage, buddy.
Awesome. Are you being in the flat zone if you're close enough? If you're close enough to it, you call it the flat zone.
It'll be awesome, because I got to tell you, I saw Beatlemania in 81, and I had the best seats in the house. I mean, it was the best seats in the house, so I know what it's like to see a tribute band, and you guys are really, really awesome. Alistair McNeil, you portray George Harrison. Now, you've been at this about 10 years, and your musical background goes back in many genres. Does that help in bringing the guitar work of George Harrison to the stage?
For sure, yeah. You know, you got to draw from a lot of different places as he did, and I got to say, I've learned so much by getting in with a microscope and learning all of his licks and you know, tricks. And the thing I admire most about George Harrison is he served every song. He didn't do too much. He did just the right thing. So I do. Feel like I think he knew a little bit of jazz, a little bit of bluegrass and rockabilly. And
you mentioned that you kind of mentioned, like, yeah, George was a team player, right? He did what was needed. He didn't do too much. Is there a reason why you chose, or maybe you didn't choose, to portray the quiet Beatle?
Man, you know, it seems to kind of come to me through a very interesting sequence of events. And when I look back at it, it does seem kind of like it was just kind of meant to be. So it's not something that I really, you know, sought out. I love the Beatles music in general. Sort of got cast into that zone.
Well, and, you know, all good musicians are looking for work. So, you know, when that something like that comes along, how do you say no?
Right, exactly. And you know, I find a lot of parallels in my life. You know, I'm doing yoga now, and I like sitar music.
Oh, nice. Do you,
yeah.
Well, good. Well, you're going to need to play some sitar for Norwegian Wood if that is on the set list.
Yeah, no, that's it. Working that in. Yeah.
right on. Well, thanks, Alistair and Aaron Chiazza. You are Ringo Starr when you hit the stage, and you've been a drummer for a long, long time from what I read. You've been in many bands. You've done a lot of different work here and there. Did you look for being Ringo Starr, or did that just fall into your lap as well?
Well, I wouldn't say that it fell into my lap in some sense, but it sort of did, because my long friendship with Paul eventually got to a point where, you know, he was my end to this whole thing. And so he asked me if I'd be interested. This is years ago now. And I said, yeah, I would be interested. And a short time later, I was doing audition tapes for it, because that time had come. It happened pretty easily. You know, I'm already friends with Paul, and I think that this band has stuck together so long because we all love each other dearly, and it's a great fit.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Aaron, Ringo is a left-handed drummer, right? And that's why John always referred to his drumming as funny fills. Are you a left-handed drummer, or did you have to learn that?
I am left-handed. yeah, so I kind of had the easy route, because both my left and my right hand can, for the most part, do the same thing,
right?
You know, and mirror each other. So learning those fills, I had a little bit of an advantage. But it's actually kind of, you know, it is a little natural feeling, too. You know, once you do it a little bit, you're like, this is technically wrong, but it actually feels really good. Why does it feel good?
Well, right, technically wrong. I mean, the whole backbeat theory was technically wrong, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, Steve, Paul, Alistair, Aaron, awesome. We've gotten to get to know you a little bit, and this is great. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to play a couple of songs. We're going to play, let's see, I've Got a Feeling. That's from the Apple Rooftop Concert. And we're going to play Octopus's Garden as well. We'll come back and we will talk about the show coming up at the Kettle House Amphitheater on July 30th for Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. We've got them right here on the phone, folks. Don't go away. We're going to take a little break and come back and talk about the show. It's Breakfast with the Beatles, B98.5. Breakfast with the Beatles, B98.5. I'm Mark the Beatle Freak. I've Got a Feeling in Octopus's Garden, a couple of songs that I have a feeling you might hear at the show. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, coming up July 30th at the Kettle House Amphitheater down in Missoula. I'm going to be there, and so is Rain. And they're here right now with us. We just got done talking with them a little bit ago about themselves. You got to meet the band members and hear about them a little bit. Now, fellas, we're going to talk about the show. And one part about this show is you are going to be recreating the Apple Rooftop Concert, which is the last time the Beatles played live. Have you ever staged this before?
I don't think that as this iteration of the band that we've staged this before in this way. We're playing a healthy amount of those songs, and, you know, the set of the stage is really makes you feel like you're actually on the rooftop. It's a really awesome part of the set, too, which with the release of the Let It Be documentary, you know, I think it's fresh on everybody's mind.
Right.
You know, those performances are great, and when they play them in the documentary and people can come out and translate right back to them, but they're there this time.
I'm very excited for that because how cool would it have been to be in downtown London on that day and get to witness that and hear all that music? That would have been cool, right?
Yeah, everybody looked pretty confused for the first 10 minutes. And then I think they realized what was happening.
Well, maybe to be right up there with them would have been a little bit better, but I'm really excited for this because I do. I want to see how you guys do this. You're also going to be playing select songs from the Abbey Road LP, and without giving anything away, who cut the songs? Who said we're cutting this one and we're cutting that one? How do you do that?
Well, Paul's dad, who was our Paul McCartney for all those years, he's still our musical director. So
gotcha.
You know, kind of works behind the scenes. So it was really down to him, and then, you know, the four of us, just as a band, what we feel works best on stage. It's the sort of thing where it's funny how something can be perfect on the record. You know, it translates perfectly, you know, when you're listening at home and you got your headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, it just doesn't kind of, you know, work on stage. And so those are the kind of things, those are the hurdles that we as performers have to jump, you know, and then you gotta, you know, pick, okay, which song are we gonna take out? Because, you know, Abbey Road, like Sgt. Pepper, is one of those perfect albums. I mean, I consider all the Beatles albums perfect, but really, of the Beatles albums, I think most, you know, critics and general audiences would say those two albums are perfect. There's not one, you know, song you'd skip on them. So, unfortunately, we only have 2 hours in our show.
Right.
We do have to skip a couple of them. So, yeah, it's just been a process of, you know, what works best on stage, what translates into a, you know, a Broadway-style audience, you know, because we have, you know, hardcore fans like us in the audience, and we have, you know, people who might not know every single album cut. So we kind of have to, you know, play to our audiences and play to our strengths and the show's strengths.
Right. You don't want to lose them 5 minutes into I Want You, She's So Heavy, right? But Abbey Road, a masterpiece for sure. I'm looking forward to that too. You know, I was at your show a couple of years ago in Missoula, and I noticed the range of age groups in attendance. And you kind of just hinted on this a little bit just a moment ago, Steve. Do you feel as if you're helping to perpetuate Beatle music for future generations?
That is always our hope. I mean, obviously the Beatles don't need any help in promotion.
<No. laughs>
Everybody knows who they are. At least they should. Jeez. But, it's surprising how many times, you know, at the stage door, you know, people will come up to us and say, well, you know, my parents brought us to the show and, you know, we didn't really think we'd, you know, appreciate it, but I didn't realize how many great songs the Beatles do and,
right.
You know, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you know, we're kind of like the Pied Pipers, you know, just continuing, you know, our own little version of promoting how great the Beatles were and are and always will be.
You know, you say that, how great are the Beatles? Well, you know, I run into people who say, oh, I don't like the Beatles. Oh, you know, I don't like the Beatles. No. There's got to be one song. I mean, they wrote over 200 of them. There's got to be one song that you really like. And if I start naming songs, eventually I'll hit on one like Walrus or something like that, where they go, oh yeah, I like that one. That was a good one. That's the Beatles. And I'll say, yeah, that's the Beatles. And then they start going, hey, maybe I should listen to those guys again.
And they didn't just fit into any particular one genre either. I mean, they played everything. I mean, they started out playing Broadway tunes, you know,
right.
They covered, you know, the Music Man on Ed Sullivan. They were covering, you know, country songs, Carl Perkins and Buck Owens. And then from there, you know, their songwriting abilities just grew and expanded. They were doing some of the first hard rock. They were doing some of the first, you know, psychedelic type music. They were doing, you know, I think they were doing, you know, emo before emo existed. You know, they were doing, you know, they started every single genre of what we consider to be rock and roll music. You know, other than the you know, the pioneers that came before them, Elvis and Buddy Holly and you know, Everly Brothers, that sort of stuff. From that point on, they led the way, and I think are still to this day. If you look at current music, for the most part, there's some sort of influence from the Beatles in music even today. So how can you not like some of it? If you like music at all, you got to like something.
Exactly, and to your point about the different genres that they invented them, the drum pattern on "Ticket to Ride" is heavy metal, right?
I'd say it's pretty heavy metal.
Well, the early stages of heavy metal. That's what the music critics say anyways. I have to listen to it a little hard to really pick it out myself. But, you know, I think they did. They created the genres that we love today. People don't even know it. I think that's why the Beatles have that appeal. As Paul McCartney once said, someday they'll be listening to the music of the Beatles as people listen to Beethoven today. So I think
that's
that, right? You guys go with that?
Yeah, and that's almost precisely how I see our portrayal in tributing the Beatles, is much like, you know, Philharmonics portraying Mozart and Beethoven. The music is the forefront of what we do. And, you know, it's just an absolute plus that they were the coolest looking guys, you know, to date.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm glad you said that.
And remember, folks, we're talking to Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. We've got the whole band right here with us this morning on Breakfast with the Beatles, B98.5. I'm really looking forward to the show. And so a fun question now. Do you guys get to spend any time in the places you play, or is it nonstop go, go, go? Are you going to be able to spend some time in Missoula?
I think we only get a 1 day in Missoula, unfortunately. I'm actually from Missoula. I'm not from there, but I live there now currently.
Really?
That's where I hang my... Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
very good.
That's my hometown show.
Well, very, very good. That is awesome. Gentlemen, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Steve Landis, who portrays John Lennon. Paul Curatolo, who portrays Paul McCartney. Alistair McNeil, he will be performing the guitar work of George Harrison. And Aaron Chiazza is our drummer, who likes to call himself Ringo Starr when he's on the stage. Gentlemen, the show is July 30th in Missoula, Kettle House Amphitheater. I am stoked. I am ready to go. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to give you a big holler. You'll know me when you see me.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And we're going to finish up this with, we're going to come out to, let's see, Here Comes the Sun. And we're going to play Get Back, the album version, a couple of songs you just might hear at Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, July 30th at the Kettle House Amphitheater. It's Breakfast with the Beatles, B98.5.